clips of women in lingerie.
From celebrities, five-star chefs, and fitness gurus, to regular folks streaming about their everyday lives.
OnlyFans.
This site is one of the fastest growing and most controversial social media platforms in the world.
An East Asian woman.
Some people talk about crypto, some people do fitness, some people do cooking. I do porn.
Everyone knows about it. The whole world knows about it.
In a search bar, OnlyFans.
The site hosts nearly 200 million subscribers, consuming content from over 2 million creators.
Women wear elaborate lingerie.
For adult film stars, the site has revolutionized the way they do business. It's made formerly amateur performers rich beyond their wildest dreams.
A white woman.
It has changed the face of what people would term a sex worker, because now it's the teacher, it's the mom next door that's making content.
A post about being a fired teacher.
Some of these people were making tens of millions of dollars.
Headlines.
But wherever the worlds of sex and money converge, exploitation, scandal, and danger can ensue. And in the case of one of the platform's biggest stars, her rise to fame culminated in what police say was murder.
Body cam footage.
Get up right now.
Subtitles. Woman. Why I have to keep him upright. I just want to keep him upright.
Baby, wake up.
There was a lot of blood, man. I mean, it was blood everywhere. It looked like a horror movie in that hallway.
Police arrest a woman with a bloody face.
This is the story of the meteoric rise of the platform that changed user-generated content and adult entertainment forever. And the bizarre murder case, still unfolding, that many believe has unfairly defined the platform.
Model charged with murder.
If a construction worker killed someone, would you say construction worker murders boyfriend or girlfriend? I don't know why OnlyFans got put into the mix, but it did.
This is the story of OnlyFans and Courtney Clenny.
Text. Viewer discretion advised. The story of OnlyFans and Courtney Clenny. April 3rd, 2022, Miami, Florida, 4:57 p.m.
Operator,
yes,
this is your emergency.
I got a guy, I can't get my arm.
But my boyfriend is dying of a stab.
Ma'am, what is the address?
Baby, I'm so sorry.
Text. The call is coming from the home of 25-year-old social media star Courtney Clenny. Courtney has made over $3 million in less than 2 years on what some say is the fastest-growing social media platform in the world. OnlyFans. Stud lifestyle creator.
Courtney was very successful on OnlyFans.
Dr. Megan Sachs, criminologist.
Was making approximately $3 million a year on OnlyFans.
Please, God, please.
Come save my boyfriend. He has a stab wound to his shoulder. Dr. Kahina Beasley.
In the 911 call, you can hear Courtney is pleading for help, for someone to come here to help her boyfriend who has been stabbed.
Listen, ma'am, I'm sending help. Misty Oaks Paxton.
Courtney is screaming into the phone in shock and rage and horror and disbelief.
Legal analyst.
The 911 operator actually says, ma'am, stop screaming. What is your location?
Ma'am, listen to me. You need to stop screaming on the line and give me the address.
She's freaking out and he's in the background, like, saying the address. He's just trying to stay alive.
3131 Northeast 7th Avenue.
Clinical psychologist.
Very clear that she was very distressed. She was crying. She was very emotional. Sounds like she really wanted to help her boyfriend.
Courtney grips her boyfriend's face.
It's unclear what has transpired at Courtney's high-rise apartment. But when that mystery is revealed, it will shed light not only on a bizarre tale of mayhem, alleged murder, and a seemingly loving relationship gone horribly awry, but also catapult a wildly popular adult content creator into the mainstream limelight. And, whether justified or not, put the entire social media platform OnlyFans squarely under the microscope.
Join over 3 million creators.
For those who had never heard of OnlyFans prior to this case, now they hear about this platform where models are making millions of dollars. And they're like, what is this platform?
Sarah Jury.
Essentially, it's just a social media site. It's set up very similar to Facebook, except you can get naked on there. You know, you can post nudity.
Kazumi.
People go into your OnlyFans and they subscribe for a month. And obviously, they have the option to turn their Rebill on and staying subscribed to you and buying your content and supporting you.
One of actually the big draws to the platform are the DMs and connecting through messaging. So even in porn, it's a very static experience, but now all of a sudden you have interaction with people that you find sexually attractive. You can request custom things to be made.
Scrolling posts of models' pictures.
Right now, OnlyFans has close to 200 million users and more than 2 million content creators, and the platform is adding thousands more of both every day. Like Courtney Clenny, OnlyFans content creator Kazumi has more than 2 million followers and has quite the stack of cash to show for it.
She poses in lingerie.
I make about $250K a month. I was able to monetize off of something that I was already getting exploited for. For the most part, throughout my life, men have sexualized me. The only difference is right now I'm consenting to it and I'm making a lot of money off of it.
She kisses a man.
My job before OnlyFans was I was a marketing executive for this direct marketing company. With OnlyFans, I just realized, like, look, above all, I just want something remote and residual. And that's kind of what OnlyFans is. So I started from ground zero.
Kazumi applies lip gloss.
This is a normal day at work for me. I usually do a safe for work thing in the daytime, and then at night, I like to get freak nasty. Just kidding, not kidding. Oftentimes, when I talk about my career or how I make a lot of money, a lot of people get really upset. But they don't believe someone like me, who they believe to be scum of the earth, should be making money like this. Unfortunately for them, I do make a lot of money.
She poses in a string thong and lacy bra.
For Kazumi and thousands of other OnlyFans content creators, performing on the platform gives her financial freedom and ownership of her own content that she wouldn't have on a pornographic website or through traditional sex work.
A post lists her menu of purchasable content.
I've done a lot of kind of like viral stunts. I flew a banner of my OnlyFans link over Coachella. I've had trucks with my name on it, pretending to be a Caesar's pizza truck, but actually it's me, drive around convention centers and festivals and stuff like that. I've had billboards on Sunset. I've always tried to think outside the box.
A billboard reads, "Kazumi, please notice me."
The fact is, this is my content, and as long as I own it and people want to buy it, I can sell it forever, and that will allow me to do other things in my life.
A woman films topless.
The kind of ownership that OnlyFans provides is what attracted creators like Courtney Clenny.
A darkened view of the Miami skyline.
But in April 2022, Courtney's success would be overshadowed by a bizarre and deadly incident that occurred within the home she shared with her boyfriend.
She sits on the floor holding him.
After Courtney called 911 and begged for first responders to come to her luxury apartment, little was known about the incident, except that her boyfriend was in dire condition. At 5:06 p.m., police and EMTs arrive on scene.
In body cam footage, an officer parks and a man runs over. Subtitles. We might have a dead body upstairs.
We'll follow you.
When police enter the apartment, they find Courtney in hysterics and her boyfriend, Christian Obumseli, lying in a pool of his own blood, the victim of an apparent stab wound.
Baby, wake up. We don't know exactly what led up to that moment, but what we do know is right now she's looking at her boyfriend who is bleeding from his shoulder and possibly passing away.
Sit down.
Do me a favor, sit down.
Do not move.
Why are you yelling at me?
Do not move.
Why are you yelling at me?
Do not move, sit down. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what happened.
I'm terrified.
So right now, yeah.
Anybody who is witnessing death in that way is going to experience a feeling of trauma.
I need you to get out of the way.
Okay, let's move. Let's move.
The paramedics arrive on scene. They get inside of the unit. They get him, they get his body, get down to the ambulance, you know, try to revive him.
While paramedics rush critically injured Christian to the hospital, police escort Courtney out onto the penthouse balcony for questioning.
Just sit down, relax.
Okay,
they're gonna take care of him.
Okay.
We see a video shot shortly after the incident with Courtney in handcuffs, and she's covered in blood from, it looks like, the waist down. She looks to be on the floor, like she's almost begging and pleading with the police officers to hear her and to hear her story.
I need you to be calm, okay, and explain to me exactly what happened.
I just feel like I'm going to throw up.
I understand that, but I need you to talk to me right now. I need you to explain to me.
Okay.
When they ask her what happened, Courtney says they had an argument and he had grabbed her by the throat and shoved her against a wall.
So I couldn't breathe. Okay. Then he put me on the
floor. So he throws you against the wall?
Courtney says, you know, Christian grabbed me by the neck. He started to choke me. And so I reached around, picked up a knife, and threw it at him.
How many times did you stab him?
I did not stab him once. I just threw it because I was scared.
You threw the knife?
Threw it.
Courtney told them she's the victim of domestic violence and that Christian was the aggressor. And the police believed her. They did not arrest her.
She's soaked in blood.
She's a young, pretty blonde girl. You know, she looks super innocent. This is how they're looking at it.
She kisses her dog.
In the coming days, as the story of the incident becomes public, Courtney's followers on OnlyFans will offer her support, both emotional and financial. It's the story of many of Courtney's fellow creators on the platform, thousands of whom have switched over from other adult content websites. Due to OnlyFans' excellent reputation for nurturing and supporting its contributors.
Sage the Flame.
The quality of porn that you're going to find on tube sites like Pornhub is not going to match the quality of porn that you may find on OnlyFans. You're definitely going to get a more personal experience when you subscribe to someone's OnlyFans.
The fans get to interact with their favorite content creators on another level, and all it took is a little paywall. You can't get that type of personal experience just by following someone on Twitter or Instagram.
It's my experience that the truth is there's a lot of very lonely people and people looking for connection, and that's why ultimately that site became so popular.
An image of a young white man.
The OnlyFans platform was launched in 2016 by the self-proclaimed king of homemade porn, Tim Stokely. Tim had created two custom porn sites before starting OnlyFans with a £10,000 loan from his investment banker father.
Ryan Lloyds.
The sons of the Stokely family got a loan from their father and started OnlyFans in London.
It was a family affair, with his brother serving as head of operations and his dad serving as head of finance. And even though Tim's prior businesses were centered around sex work, his original vision for OnlyFans was much broader. He imagined a wide-ranging social media platform with a paywall, which would afford any content creator a fighting chance to profit from their work, no matter the size of their following, or whether they made pornographic films, exercise videos, or posted cooking tips or parenting advice.
A chef lifts a cloche from a smoking plate.
There's all kinds of content. So, I mean, people post OnlyFans cooking. But if your food is good and the videos are great and people want that content, then you found your audience and you still can make a lot of money.
A bikini-clad woman in a pool.
But it didn't take long for porn to become the dominant form of content on Tim's new platform. For one extremely good reason. Safety.
Jordan Travers.
It's safer, like way safer than a traditional form of sex work or solicitation. Traditional sex work can result in a lot of risky and dangerous situations. With OnlyFans, sex workers are able to perform within the privacy of their home, versus with traditional sex work, you may be having to work out in public, on the streets, in certain clubs. People who are posting content, they're able to control what they show, where they record, or where they show their anonymity. And that overall is much safer than a traditional route.
The feeling of safety is what drew creators like Courtney Clenny, Kazumi,
and countless others to the platform. Along, of course, with the potential to earn millions of dollars.
OnlyFans takes 20% of creators' earnings and lets them keep 80%. In the past few years, porn has been completely free. So these sex workers put their porn out. They're not getting money for it. Now you have OnlyFans where you don't have to just put out a video and hope it gets enough views where you get signed or get paid to do another scene. Instead, you can just, from your home, make new and fresh porn and get paid for it.
In the beginning, OnlyFans saw steady but relatively slow growth. But a little over 3 years after it was founded, a global health crisis propelled OnlyFans to astronomical popularity.
Once the pandemic happened, there was like an OnlyFans boom.
This was a time when we became very socially isolated. And so what happened was people, their ability to socialize and also fulfill their sexual needs became obsolete. And so because you couldn't get those needs met in person, people turned to the internet.
Emma Magnolia.
You're at home, so what are you going to spend that money on? You're not going to go out. You're not going to go get a drink at a bar. You're going to sit at home and talk to somebody on OnlyFans.
We are in an age where we enjoy consuming content. This is just something that we do. People are scrolling all day long, taking in anything that they find entertaining. It is also very legal and acceptable for adults to find sexually explicit content entertaining. And so it makes sense that people would be on these platforms consuming this sort of content.
A woman pole dances.
However, exotic dancers, sex workers, and strippers, whose livelihood depended on in-person interactions, suddenly found themselves out of a job.
Headline: Everyone and their mom is on it.
The pandemic really, like, made a lot of people go over to OnlyFans.
Malcolm Cleven.
Once the first group of OnlyFans people started and people realized how much money they were making from OnlyFans, then everybody wanted a piece of it.
You don't have to be a model. You don't have to be anything. If you have a Wi-Fi connection on your cell phone, you can download OnlyFans and upload a picture from your gallery. It's that easy.
Paris Chateau.
So the process of starting my OnlyFans, you have to go on the website, create your account. You have to verify that you're obviously 18 or older. I'd had to submit my photo identification, some release forms that you just sign, and then boom, your account's created.
Malcolm poses nude.
Once I heard about OnlyFans, I jumped right on it. Full nude, hard, fast. And it was fun. It was exciting. I had all the equipment that I needed to start already just by doing content in general and just took the bull by the horns and went right in. Money came in pretty quickly in the beginning because everyone was at home and everyone else was getting free money from the government. So they needed to spend it somewhere. Or I would make dating profiles on dating apps and post, like, just enough to get someone to say, like, oh, I want to see more of you. And then I would just send them my OnlyFans link. And it just helped me, especially on the dating apps alone, helped more than any other platform.
Aspiring porn stars and sex workers weren't the only ones giving it a go as OnlyFans content creators. Several established celebrities, who didn't hail from the world of adult entertainment, flocked to the platform as well.
Cardi B announces OnlyFans account.
Cardi B joined OnlyFans in 2020 to address rumors about her and to share behind-the-scenes content from her music videos. DJ Khaled put out inspirational content, just like he does on all of his other social medias. Michael B. Jordan's OnlyFans for his mustache actually raises money for charity. It's a beautiful thing. Beyonce even rapped about OnlyFans on her remix of Megan Thee Stallion's Savage. After she mentioned OnlyFans, OnlyFans had an influx of hundreds of thousands of new users daily after the release.
Bella Thorne breaks record.
Tabloids became fascinated by the immense fortunes made on the site and who among the who's who was signing up. But for aspiring adult content creators, trying to break through the massively popular postings of everyone's favorite celebrities made maintaining the financial success they'd discovered through the platform increasingly difficult.
When celebrities come onto OnlyFans, they already have a lot of understanding of what marketing looks like, of how to grow a fan base, of how to keep a fan base. they are able to build possibly a lot faster than some of the creators who had been there, who had been working, who had been really successful on the platform.
I have had people complain about them before, say like, oh, the celebrities are taking a shine from like the regular influencers.
I think it's a double-edged sword because I think on one hand, celebrities joining the platform kind of destigmatized it a little bit, but I think it gave OnlyFans this like get-rich-quick mystique that it really doesn't have, and also it kind of did saturate the market a little bit.
A list of top earners.
It was oversaturated at that point where I would have to do really extreme things or like create multiple posts per week to keep the fans going.
Celebrities earn most.
But despite the influx of celebrities, every day, new adult content creators continued to push through, including Courtney Clenny, who first joined OnlyFans in 2020. But after 2 years on the site, the deadly drama in her personal life would overshadow her work on OnlyFans. And, perhaps undeservedly, threatened to cast a grim shadow on the already controversial platform.
Text. April 3, 2022, Miami, Florida, 4:57 p.m.
Christian Obumseli, Courtney's boyfriend, is in critical condition after the domestic dispute in which Courtney claims that Christian attacked her before she injured him with a knife. Paramedics work to save Christian's life, but he ultimately passes away.
Legal analyst.
The hospital tried their best to revive him, but eventually his injuries were too great and too catastrophic to recover from.
Christian at a football game.
I was shocked, man. I was sad, you know. I know people who hung out with him. I heard a lot of good things about him. Everyone seems to agree that he was a good guy.
Christian's family lost a very young man who had a promising future ahead of him. That is an incredible traumatic loss.
I don't know that reality quite set in for Courtney until much later on when she was sitting in that interrogation room. When they've informed her that Christian died, I think that was the first time where the true reality of the situation set in for Courtney.
We have to inform you that Christian did not make it.
Okay. She grabs her neck.
Unfortunately, the doctors did what they could.
Christian is dead. Oh my God.
An image of Christian, a black man.
When word of Christian's death reaches social media, along with the fact that one of OnlyFans' most popular stars had purportedly killed him in self-defense, the internet goes wild.
Michael T. Sterling Sr.
Part of the reason it got the notoriety it got was there was this swell from social media that brought it, that brought an inflection point where eventually national news started picking up the story.
Criminal defense attorney. Courtney poses on the beach.
In the months following Christian's death, Courtney books a trip to another tropical paradise.
They just bought her story lock, stock, and barrel that it was self-defense. She was free to travel to Hawaii.
While Courtney is in Hawaii, police receive the results of Christian's autopsy.
Markings on a body outline sheet.
The medical examiner examines Christian and his wounds and looks at this story that Courtney's told about throwing a knife at him from somewhat of a distance. But essentially, the medical examiner says no. This was a close contact stab wound.
Text. Arrest warrant form.
It's a finding Courtney's attorneys dispute, and they plan to bring in their own medical examiner to counter the autopsy's results.
We have our own medical examiner. He absolutely believes that the knife could have been thrown. In fact, he actually does knife throwing himself.
And until prosecutors decide to file charges, Courtney remains a free woman. However, since the day of the stabbing, Courtney hasn't posted any new OnlyFans content, and her seven-figure source of income is quickly drying up.
For every person that says, like, my money is easy, why don't they do it? They couldn't handle the social stigma, and they also would find it very embarrassing and damaging to their own personal morals.
People think that you can just hop on OnlyFans. Oh, you know what? I think I might just start an OnlyFans. Like, it's so easy. no, it's a real profession. These girls have to work at it. They have to promote themselves. They have to sign to management. It takes a lot.
And they have to learn how to work cameras and lighting and produce quality content and produce content that's going to keep people subscribed. So it is a lot of work. It's not just I turn on the camera, I do whatever, and now I make millions.
Morality is often weaponized toward OnlyFans adult content creators, especially women.
There is a stigma associated with sex work in general, specifically placed onto women, because unfortunately we live in a society where misogyny is very prevalent and also horophobia is very prevalent.
What's misunderstood about sex workers is that there is something wrong with them, that maybe they are desperate or they don't have any other talent or that they don't want to work. And that's actually completely incorrect. Sex workers are workers.
This intense stigma often leads to a negative impact on the lives of OnlyFans creators. No one knows that better than Sarah Jury, whose story begins with much different career aspirations.
I always wanted to be a teacher. I just always loved school. It was something I was very good at. I think because I loved school so much and it was sort of where I was seen and I had amazing teachers, that it was pretty natural to want to stay doing that. And that's what I went to college for. 20 years was my total teaching career. I felt like it offered an opportunity to still really prioritize my family and my own kids as far as the hours.
She monitors students taking a test.
But for Sarah and many others across the country, making ends meet on a teacher's salary while raising children was difficult. And after over a decade of marriage, a divorce made it nearly impossible.
All of a sudden, I'm a single mom with twins, going from a very stable financial two-income household where my ex-husband was the primary income provider to being a single mom living on a teacher income. I was always working hard, but still caught up in this poverty cycle. There was just no way for me to get out of it.
One day, Sarah noticed a post on social media that would change the course of her life.
A woman on my Facebook page who was about my age in her 40s and a mom had started an OnlyFans page and she had made $10,000 that month on OnlyFans. And my wheels were turning because I thought if I could get a side hustle that actually brought income in, I could get out of credit card debt, I could pay my car back off. So ultimately that was what made me decide to start a page.
When Sarah brought it up to her coworkers, she received immediate support.
My boss said, yeah, you should start OnlyFans pages and sell your panties on them. Men love panties and you could make a lot of money selling panties. After my boss encouraged me to start a page, I did not have any worry that my teaching job was going to be in jeopardy. And my mindset really was this was gas money. This was grocery money. I didn't have big aspirations of being some big OnlyFans model.
However, shortly after Sarah created her page, she became the target of an internet troll.
A blogger in my community found out I was a teacher with an OnlyFans page. So he started this extreme blog. He tries to get private citizens fired and exploit them in our community. The blogger reached out and was essentially threatening me through DM that he was going to expose me. I had only had my page for a couple weeks. It's not like I was making a lot of money. I wasn't an established content creator. I had literally just posted a couple nudes.
Sarah poses nude in the mirror.
He screen grabbed my nude photos that were behind a paywall on OnlyFans. And then he distributed them without my consent on Facebook and Twitter, sent the nude to my employer, and within 4 days of my boss encouraging me to start an OnlyFans, I was terminated from my position.
An employee separation report.
I wasn't doing anything illegal. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was doing it all privately on my own personal time.
Shortly after her termination, Sarah's story made headlines.
They say everyone gets their 15 minutes of fame, but I never imagined that mine would be something that was so controversial. Nothing about my life was private anymore. Even my termination letter was splashed all over the media, and I got thrust into the spotlight and into media and into tabloids. And I was just a private citizen before all of this. My kids are still mad about that. They're pretty protective of me. I really had to grieve being a teacher. There was a time where I really had to cry over this was my identity. This was everything that I've known for the last 20 years.
Scrolling Sarah's posts.
When all of this was going on, I had the most support on the OnlyFans platform because people would hear my story or they'd read about an article about me in the media, and then they'd come and sub to my account and give me a lot of encouraging words. So it was interesting because in the midst of all that drama, that was actually the month I made the most money on my OnlyFans page. I think I made my annual income in 6 months on OnlyFans. So then I also realized the power of publicity and the power of the media. It took time to sort of recalibrate and get to the point of like, okay, this is my life. I guess I'm a content creator now. It's the reality of our culture. And the fact that people value me more posting nude photos than they ever did teaching children in a classroom. I feel like OnlyFans has changed the face of what people would term a sex worker, because now it is the pastor, it's the teacher, it's the mom next door that's making content for the site. It's really opened the door to the average woman exploring this as a financial opportunity for themselves.
Like Sarah Jewry, it's that sense of protection, financial gain, and control over one's life that also drew Courtney Clenny to OnlyFans and spurred her surge in popularity. But unlike Sarah and so many others on the platform, the death of her boyfriend would bring Courtney the type of attention that no creator would want and would land her squarely in the crosshairs of a murder investigation. And add another bizarre layer to the discussion of OnlyFans' alleged merits and drawbacks. April 14th, 2022. The death of Courtney Clenny's boyfriend, Christian Obumseli, has initially been determined to be a case of self-defense.
Body cam footage.
And then what happened?
And then he just charged at me.
And I threw it, but he was far away.
He was far away, but I mean, I was scared because he was coming at me. He just choked me twice.
So you threw the knife at him?
Yeah. But I was so scared. He choked me twice.
I grabbed a knife and I said, "Don't come anywhere close to me." I had absolutely no intention of using it. I'm on the phone with my mom, and he's coming at me like he's going to grab either the phone or like the knife or something. And so I was just like, I was like, don't come any closer. Coming at me, and I threw it.
At the Miami Police Department.
However, the Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner's findings prompted police to look into the couple's background, hoping it could provide additional context for how and why the events of April 3rd unfolded.
In a reenactment, Courtney cradles Christian's head as he bleeds from the right shoulder. In a photo, Courtney tugs a red bra strap.
Courtney Clenny hadn't always lived in Miami. She was born in 1996 and was raised in Midland, Texas, where she met Christian in her 20s.
Christian has a beard in photos.
Christian Obumseli was also from Texas. He was described as an entrepreneur. It appeared that he had his hand in some of the cryptocurrency market. He's young, he's successful. People described him as very sweet, always affectionate, always with a smile on his face.
I think he was really in love with Courtney. Looking at the pictures of them together, they looked like a happy couple.
In January of 2022, After 2 years of dating, Courtney and Christian moved to Miami.
Courtney and Christian's condo was beautiful. It was picturesque. This is a luxury high-rise apartment building. She's got a condo with a balcony that faces the water.
You can see beautiful modeling photos, slim figure, hair blowing in the wind, and on the beach living life just footloose and fancy free.
The image they project is one of, you know, 20-something-year-olds living it up, enjoying their lifestyle.
They grin in a photo.
Though the couple seem to be living a happy and carefree life, investigators decide to take a look at the specific events that culminated in Christian's death, starting with the nature of Christian's wounds themselves.
A pixelated line crosses his chest.
Though Courtney claims she'd thrown the knife at Christian in an act of self-defense, prosecutors claim the stab wound was actually the result of a close contact incident. And when investigators look deeper into the timeline of April 3rd, 2022, they find another critical clue.
Before she called 911, she called her mother. And apparently she was on the phone with her mother while he was dying, before she called the police. And that was like very disturbing. He was still alive when the ambulance got there. He was not dead yet.
At the condo.
No, he was moving, but he wasn't responding to any questions.
Digging further into Courtney's phone records, investigators discover this wasn't the first time police had been summoned to her and Christian's residence.
Lobby.
We had a domestic dispute.
Okay.
The front desk person. Okay. She informed us that Miss Courtney, her boyfriend, was trying to get into the elevator with her, but she had her hands out like this.
Okay.
And she had her hands out like this, and she was like, "Oh no, don't come inside the elevator."
Okay.
So we asked her. I said, "Do you want him to leave the property?" She said, "No, she don't want him to."
I did not say that. I said
okay,
yes.
Hold on.
Let him speak. Look at your turn. We were quiet when you were speaking. Why not?
There had been domestic violence incidents between the two partners previously. Police were called multiple times.
We have neighbors from Texas saying they've heard screaming matches. They've heard loud and violent interactions between Courtney and Christian on more than one occasion. Then we hear neighbors from Miami. The stories of neighbors in both places matched up. We have their circle of friends saying, you know, I've seen Courtney hit Christian, but I don't think I've ever seen Christian hit Courtney.
I think that Courtney has a very bad temper. My personal opinion is I think she's nice when she's nice. She's happy when she's happy. And she's mad when she's mad.
Courtney's team claims that the violence was by no means one-sided and that a neighbor once claimed to see Christian strike Courtney. Although Courtney's family repeatedly claims she was the true victim, the history of domestic violence is certainly a red flag. And for Courtney and for OnlyFans itself, things are about to get a whole lot worse.
OnlyFans to ban sexually explicit content.
Spring 2022. Being in the OnlyFans spotlight is something content creator Courtney Clenny was used to. But the very public allegations of possible murder are beginning to have an effect on her business. And in the eyes of many, have also begun to paint OnlyFans in an unflattering light.
It's strange that OnlyFans was brought into the conversation. I don't know. If a construction worker killed someone, would you say construction worker murders boyfriend or girlfriend? I don't know why OnlyFans got put into the mix, but it did.
In truth, most crimes related to OnlyFans are crimes committed not by the creators, but by cyber thieves trying to post their content. Or, more nefariously, those obsessed with the actual creators.
A blonde white woman.
Case in point, model and OnlyFans creator Tana Mongeau.
Paris Chateau.
Tana Mongeau had a huge following.
With more than 5 million subscribers on YouTube and 7 million on TikTok, Tana was a recipe for success on OnlyFans.
She poses at a red carpet.
Tana is super successful on social media. She has a magnetic personality. She's pretty. She's funny. She has a lot of followers on all her social media accounts and, you know, goes viral from time to time. And so it was easy for her to translate that into OnlyFans, especially because a lot of her content has to do with dating, sexual nature, stuff like that. And so people wanted to see her naked.
She poses in the mirror and tugs her thong.
Around the same time that Courtney Clenny's case made headlines, Tana told her fans that she'd hired security to protect her from several stalkers, including one man who showed up outside of her Los Angeles home armed with a knife.
The course of action that Tana took to hire her own personal security, I feel like is something that, you know, unfortunately is probably something that would be more effective than, you know, calling upon the police.
If you have been stalked, even outside of your home, now it feels like nowhere is safe. I can't go anywhere and trust that nothing is going to happen to me. So that can cause victims to feel a sense of trauma.
The more successful you get, the more eyes are on you. That also leads to more hate. You know, there's definitely a price that comes with it.
An Asian man with round glasses.
An even more extreme case also occurred in 2022. When alleged stalker Mauricio Damian Guerrero was accused of driving 400 miles to the home of his favorite OnlyFans model.
He clicks on a flashlight, then enters her bedroom.
He allegedly camped out in her attic and recorded her as she slept in the nude. One night, the model, who remains anonymous in the press, woke up to find Mauricio standing in her bedroom doorway.
This case of a man going ahead and traveling 400 miles to break into the home of an OnlyFans model that he was a fan of is extremely demented. They are very disturbed in the sense that they really blurred those lines of reality in a very significant way.
Police found videos of her on his phone from his time in the attic, and they also found a tracking device that he intended to put on her car.
I can only imagine what it is that she experienced after that. To know that someone was able to break into her home, to take pictures of her, to install a tracking device.
I think protecting yourself against stalkers has to do with taking preventative measures more so than taking reactionary measures. So when it comes to the things that I do, I try to not capture my surroundings ever. Or I try to make sure that my geolocation is always turned off so that you can't really see like the location information of any photos or videos that I post.
Paris wears rainbow lace.
As a creator, you need to always protect your safety. Never telling people where you live, nothing about your family, nothing about like who you're dating and stuff like that. My friends know to not call me by my real name when there's in the presence of like social media. The internet is so vast and they're fast. Once they find out one little piece of information, they can put two and two together in no time.
To OnlyFans' credit, they are continually working to maintain a safe space for their creators.
OnlyFans has stated that they have different safeguards in place to protect their creators. They have the ability to report any consumers that are acting in an inappropriate way. You may also have the opportunity to block certain subscribers. Those are all ways in which creators can be kept safe.
In truth, the most common crime related to OnlyFans isn't a crime at all, but is really more of a faux pas of etiquette on the platform. One where the only people injured are those who shelled out money in hopes of seeing explicit content, only to be disappointed once the creator let them behind their paywall.
The OnlyFans sign-in screen.
Perhaps the most infamous example of this involves former Disney Child star Bella Thorne.
An image of Bella as a teen.
Best known for her role on the long-running tween sitcom Shake It Up.
Bella Thorne was a classic good girl gone bad, going from being on a really tame Disney show for children to wiling out, starting an OnlyFans.
In August 2020, Bella, now 22 years old, established her OnlyFans page. promoting it on her other social platforms with a teaser.
She took over. Like, she posted her little clips and it was everywhere. It was on every platform, and people couldn't wait until she dropped that link. She said, here's the clip. I'm going to make an OnlyFans, and the horny men of America could not wait to see it.
Though Bella never publicly claimed that she'd be sharing nude content on OnlyFans, the implications seemed clear.
Her fans were led to believe that they were going to see really, you know, nude and explicit images and videos of her when that was simply not the case.
Within a week, Bella earned $2 million without ever posting any nude photos. Even though some subscribers claimed to have received DMs from Bella, allegedly offering a single naked photo, Bella's tactics rubbed many creators the wrong way.
She sold, like, a topless picture that wasn't actually topless for a large amount of money.
That is 100% not good for OnlyFans. There's no other side of the coin. And so I think that made people distrust some of their OnlyFans creators.
Oh, everyone hated her for a while for that. Especially the people, the content creators were not okay with it.
Paris.
She fucked up. She fucked us over.
However, some creators viewed Bella's post as all part of the game.
I subscribed to it, and then every time she posted something, I would comment under it and be like, subscribe to me. I have real porn. And I did get subscribers.
Bella eventually apologized. But for many of the platform's creators, her words rang hollow.
Her apologizing is better than her not apologizing. But at the end of the day, girl, the damage is done.
Some of Bella's post reads, I wanted to help with the stigma behind sex. I'm truly sorry.
There is another celebrity OnlyFans creator who also courted controversy and arguably played much faster and looser with the platform's policies. Danielle Bregoli, better known as the controversial rapper Bad Baby.
Bad Baby became famous from her appearance on Dr. Phil.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep.
Her vernacular and her rudeness at such a young age made people root for her almost as an anti-hero or a straight villain.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
She was really smart. She kept herself in the media. She kept herself doing rounds on social media, came out with some music.
A week after she became of legal age, Bad Baby took to OnlyFans.
As soon as she turned 18, she joined OnlyFans. Everything about it just felt strange.
When you become 18, it's a very interesting experience that now suddenly we're legal, and the day before we were not legal.
If you start an OnlyFans account around your 18th birthday, you would have had to take all those photos after starting that account, right? So I hope that's what she did. If she took any of those photos at 11 p.m. before her birthday, it's child porn.
Headline, Bad Baby breaks record.
In just 6 hours, Bad Baby made over $1 million and later had some biting words for her subscribers.
After Bad Baby made millions off of OnlyFans in just a matter of hours, she ended up saying that her subscribers should have gone to jail because of how young she was. She probably also felt that if you came on my platform that fast, you were probably following me for some time and thinking about me in sexual ways for some time, even before I turned 18.
I think that people who were just like waiting for her to turn 18 just so that they could see her naked body, it is really questionable. And I'm glad that she said that because I think that she's right.
But the drama surrounding Bella Thorne and Bad Baby's OnlyFans antics is nothing compared to the drama that continued to surround fellow OnlyFans millionaire performer Courtney Clenny. Not long after Bella Thorne's mea culpa, a video of Courtney and her boyfriend Christian Obumseli surfaces. Though it's not an OnlyFans post, it does go viral and is so shocking, it would put not only Courtney's OnlyFans empire in further jeopardy, but could help land her behind bars.
Courtney smacks the touchpad elevator buttons as Christian enters the elevator.
In August of 2022, investigators get their hands on an alarming video of the couple that further paints Courtney as a violent instigator, and they release it to the public.
There's a video that's been released. It's called the elevator video. You see Christian entering the elevator and Courtney getting visibly enraged, if you will, just losing it, just banging on the elevator panel, getting angry at the elevator. Christian attempts to stop her from beating the elevator. And in turn, instead of beating the elevator, she begins to beat Christian.
She smacks and pounds his back.
I went viral all on social media. And you could see in the video that she was kind of like slapping him around, pushing him around, punching him.
She swings for his head.
Courtney is really going at him and trying to hit him in his face and attack him. And she pulls his hair.
We can see Christian putting his arm up to fend her off. It doesn't look like he's responding or he's hitting her back. It looks like he's trying to cover and protect himself.
Often in cases when the male is the abusee or the victim, if you will, they tend to not want to report it. They tend to not want to take action. They might feel like less than a man.
Courtney's attorneys point out that the video doesn't capture the events leading up to the incident in the elevator, and that if it did, it would show that Christian was the real antagonist.
Photos from the crime scene.
But for police detectives, the elevator video makes them further question Courtney's version of what happened the night of Christian's death. And a few weeks later, an examination of Christian's cell phone reveals messages that police believe prove that the night Christian died wasn't the first time Courtney had attacked him.
A gash on his chin.
One of these last messages that Christian sent Courtney is so chilling. It's so haunting because he's talking about this incident where she stabs him, and he's asking, you know, this wasn't a fatal stab, but what if the knife had pierced me somewhere else? This is a foreshadowing of what's to come, and Christian doesn't even know it.
Again, Courtney's attorneys argue that the messages lack context and only provide one side of the story. Her attorneys also reassert that Courtney was acting in self-defense the night of Christian's death. However, in addition to the text messages, police find disturbing audio recordings on Christian's phone.
Don't touch me!
What is going on? Are you going to get this mad at me when I'm apologizing to you?
No, Christian.
Like, you're thinking I'm doing it on
purpose. Drop your high pitch.
Okay, I'm not doing it on purpose.
You tell Sahara, you know damn well the right thing to do is to tell me.
Yes, and I am so sorry.
So shut up and let me fucking slap you, dumbass.
It was almost like he wanted to document proof of, like, the things that she says to him.
You are so lucky about my dog.
Stop fucking hitting me.
You are still because you let my dog.
Because I'm looking at for you.
My dog.
My bad.
Fuck me. My fucking dogs are more important.
My bad.
No, not your bag. Fucking give me something.
Fucking hitting
me. Give me something better than my bag.
He may have been in fear for his life, for all we know.
That's a fucking threat. I asked you so many times that I don't know, and I apologize, but you hit me.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Don't fucking do that.
The recordings of Courtney also reveal that she hurled racial epithets at Christian on multiple occasions.
That doesn't make you to act and call me a fuck. Fuck.
You're a
yes. Yes. Thank you. Come here. Thank you.
I want you to get away from me.
Courtney using a racial slur against her boyfriend says a lot about how she views him as her partner, but also as her black male partner and her status as a white woman within this relationship. So as much as she may love her boyfriend, she is still keeping up that power dynamic.
Courtney pouts in a mugshot.
As damning as the recordings seem, Courtney's attorneys are adamant that the only thing they prove is that Christian was an expert at manipulating Courtney's emotions.
It was a pattern of Umamcelli to gaslight Courtney. He would get her all riled up and then record her secretly and then use it against her later.
Despite the claims of gaslighting made by Courtney's attorneys, the recordings, combined with the prior evidence, give police the green light to secure a murder indictment against Courtney. But in order to bring her into custody, investigators have to reach out to fellow officers in Kona, Hawaii, where, according to reports, Courtney has entered into treatment for substance abuse.
Headline: Woman arrested for murder.
On the Big Island, a woman was taken into custody by the U.S. Marshals. 26-year-old Courtney Clenny is accused of stabbing her boyfriend to death back in April.
Courtney Clenny was charged with murder in the second degree of Christian Abumseli. She was arrested in Hawaii and extradited back to Florida.
Text: Model charged with murder in stabbing death of boyfriend.
Now in the custody of law enforcement, Courtney Clenny faces a hefty prison sentence if convicted.
Multiple headlines.
The national media picks up the story of her arrest. And though OnlyFans itself had nothing to do with the alleged crime, the coverage makes it the most high-profile story ever revolving around one of its creators.
Courtney stands in court with an attorney.
But if OnlyFans is hoping this broader, unwanted attention brought on by Courtney Clenny's arrest will just go away, they are in for a rude awakening.
Her mugshot appears on a media release.
On August 26th, 2022, Courtney Clenny is extradited from Hawaii to a Miami-Dade correctional facility, keeping her case at the forefront of the mainstream news cycle and dragging OnlyFans into the fray along with it.
The fact that she was popular on the OnlyFans platform led to more attention.
All the headlines, this was world news, top news story for a good period of time. And all you saw at the top of the headlines was OF model, OnlyFans model.
I mean, it was almost like a reality show for the world to see.
On December 9th, 2022, Courtney heads to court for a hearing, looking much different than she did in her OnlyFans content.
Wearing an orange jumpsuit.
When I saw the court hearing, I mean, honestly, I didn't recognize her. She looked like a completely different person, probably from all the anxiety, all the stress.
A new anchor.
She's the OnlyFans model accused of killing her boyfriend with a knife. Clenny has pled not guilty to second-degree murder charges.
On the record, the judge stated that she did not think there was strong evidence of self-defense here. And so she remanded Courtney Clenny to stay in jail until her trial.
With Courtney now being held indefinitely, many familiar with her case and with OnlyFans offer their takes on the alleged crime.
It was crazy, man, because, like, I couldn't see it. I can't picture Courtney holding a knife in her hand or whatever happened or stabbing someone. Like, the girl that I met, I can't see that. I know that she was toxic, but everyone's toxic in Miami. We in Miami, but, like, not toxic enough to, like, kill someone.
With subscribers and creators taking sides in the case, and with OnlyFans continually being linked to an alleged murder in ways many feel are arbitrary and damaging, a sense of existential dread seems to be hanging over the platform, even as tens of thousands of new subscribers join every day.
Seeing a headline about an OnlyFans model murdering her boyfriend, I think it really hurt the image of other top OnlyFans creators.
The sense of doom recalls another widely covered incident from the previous August, almost exactly a year to the day before Courtney Clenny was arraigned in Miami-Dade Circuit Court. A day in which OnlyFans did an abrupt 180 in how it planned to do business and what type of content it would allow on the platform.
10 o'clock news.
Starting in October, adult content will no longer be allowed.
And the reason for the change, OnlyFans says it's to comply with banking partners.
OnlyFans announced that they would be banning all sexual content from their platform. This is because credit card companies were threatening to pull their business from OnlyFans because of lack of oversight on content.
That would have totally shut the site down. I mean, I don't think that they would have been able to withstand that without the financial backing.
I, like, remember that day super well. I was eating a chicken sandwich. I threw it up because I was freaking the fuck out. It felt like my world was, like, disappearing beneath my feet. I remember screaming into my pillow.
So I was just scrolling through Twitter one August day, and I just started to see a bunch of jokes about, you know, what are people on OnlyFans gonna do now that OnlyFans is banning porn? The prospect of dramatic change made me very nervous and really drove me into a panic attack.
I was like, what am I gonna do? I had built this life for myself that OnlyFans was at the center of it. And so that was really scary.
If OnlyFans suddenly shut down, that means that multiple people would be out of income. People were probably going to lose hundreds and thousands of dollars that they made. And that was their whole life. That was their income. That was their sole job. That's what they did.
Paris Chateau.
It really infuriated me. Like, we as sex workers cannot have anything. We cannot have platforms where we can sell sex and it not just being removed.
On August 25th, 2021, just 6 days later, OnlyFans reversed course with a single tweet.
Text. We have secured assurances to support our creators and have suspended the planned October 1st policy change.
I'm sure they pulled together every department and every team that they could to figure out how they could continue to operate.
I have a conspiracy theory that OnlyFans made this announcement but didn't really mean it and only did it to stir up, like, talk about them. Because, right, when OnlyFans announced it, like, they were the talk of the town. Everyone was talking about them.
Kazumi admires her slim body in a mirror.
I was realizing that I was so foolish for having all my eggs in one basket and knowing that there was just a looming fear that this can all disappear tomorrow if someone decides. It was something that I had to really see and feel viscerally because, of course, we all know that this money is not going to last forever. I'm glad for being able to kind of like wake up and shake the system a little bit just to make sure that I'm continually moving forward and not getting too comfortable.
The short-lived ban on sexual content made some creators of color fearful that if the safe spaces they worked to build on OnlyFans were to suddenly go away, they'd be forced to find work in the old-school world of internet porn, where Black performers consistently got paid less and were treated more poorly than their white counterparts.
My name is Stage the Flame. If you are looking for porn that is pro-Black, that showcases Black people in a really positive light, or porn that showcases authentic sex, then my page would be a good place to check out. I make it a point to include mostly Black people in my content.
She poses with Black women.
Porn is not immune to racism. We live in a world where Eurocentric beauty standards are pretty prevalent. Black women are often referred to porn in really degrading ways. They're often referred to as ghetto or, you know, Black bitch is a common name. I mean, just really any derogatory term under the sun. It's a big thing to address, I feel like, because I think the interesting thing about porn is I think that it serves as a mirror to society.
Courtney raked in $3 million before killing boyfriend.
Similarly, many who've been following the Courtney Clenny case feel it too will serve as a mirror on society. And not just on how adult content creators are perceived and treated, but how the justice system deals with high-profile cases that intersect at the crossroads of race, domestic violence, and adult entertainment.
Headline: Examining the Problematic Representation of Sex Workers in Popular Culture.
When the killing first happened, I think that it was being treated a lot differently than how it's going to be treated now that all of the media has hit it. There's a lot more pressure, I think, on the judicial system to make a good decision.
Courtney in court.
As the trial unfolds, we'll start to see a lot more of the underlying dynamics come out. There's going to be judgments of Courtney as an OnlyFans creator, and there's going to be judgments of him as a Black man dating a white woman.
In this case, there's the race and the gender card. Unfortunately, perceptions will play a large role here, and perceptions of dangerousness have tended to fall on Black males historically.
Courtney sits with Otwornies.
She is going to use whatever she can to try to get out of this possible murder conviction. So she's going to use her small stature, her petiteness, the fact that he's a bigger guy, stronger guy. She wants to defeat any claim that she was the abuser in the relationship.
Courtney, he keeps following me in the elevator, and I said, no, don't follow me. This guy said I fucking shoved him when I was upstairs and I made sure. Said I shoved him. I said, show me the fucking video. I got really angry because that did not happen.
This case highlights what we see was not exactly what you get. A seemingly happy couple on the precipice of success and fun and living out their dreams. It was really a nightmare behind the scenes. We just don't know yet if that nightmare was for one or both people.
Las Vegas police responding to a fight between the two months before she stabbed him to death.
I'm actually fucking not having a good day where I actually literally fucking want to kill you, but you don't take me seriously.
In court,
Courtney's attorneys maintain that this audio doesn't capture a key component of that exchange, one in which Christian was intentionally egging Courtney on before recording her.
Body cam of Christian.
What we've also seen is that sex workers don't also necessarily get that protection and that benefit of the doubt. Sex workers are often blamed even when they are victims of things. They are not given as much empathy the way that other victims of crimes are given.
Given all of these external factors, many continue to wonder why OnlyFans is part of the narrative at all.
OnlyFans is highlighted in headlines.
OnlyFans really thrives off of a certain fantasy that people create about the models and creators that are on there. So when a murder happens and OnlyFans is associated with that murder in any particular way, that now starts to deplete that persona that was created. Consumers of this content are looking at these creators in a different light.
Creators pose nude.
There are roughly 2 million adult entertainers earning a living in part from OnlyFans. And to date, the platform has paid over $3.2 billion to its content creators.
A cursor click subscribe.
It's helped a lot of people, but also like anything with social media, it can be toxic. But it's also one of the best things that's ever happened to us.
Ryan Lloyds.
I see OnlyFans as a solution to a problem. I mean, with the rise of tube sites over the past, decade or more, porn is completely free. People couldn't monetize their porn the way they do now. And now if you're an adult content creator, you can just put up a paywall and get paid.
It gave people the platform that are more free with their bodies. You can be whoever you want to be, and you can show honestly almost whatever you want to show, and you can't really do that on any other platform.
It's mutually beneficial to creators and fans. Fans want to pay money to get closer to creators. Creators want to make money instead of giving out free content. OnlyFans takes a cut, and they now have to work in the porn world. That's just how it is.
I think the best part in general is just the freedom that it grants me. Freedom over my schedule, freedom over how I conduct the work that makes me money.
So much agency in this job. I'm fully in charge of myself in a way that I never have been in any job before. I have the most control over myself now that I ever have as a worker.
That's really revolutionary for women to be able to be in the driver's seat and be empowered when it comes to their body and their sexuality and have total control and autonomy over it. I think that's been long overdue for women to have that.
Filming intercourse.
At least in Western society, we have a very estranged relationship with sex in general. We don't really like to talk about sex. We have really no healthy framework for like engaging in sex and expressing our sexual desires in a healthy way.
Kazumi.
Our jobs are valid. I mean, I pay a fuck ton of taxes, so I think it's pretty real. You know, I am in a real penthouse and I am traveling the world and my passport has all the stamps. So I think it's a real fucking job.
I want people to understand OnlyFans. I want people to understand these creators instead of wanting to destroy them.
She films nude in bed.
I think OnlyFans continues to prevail because people are interested in sex. I think sex sells. And I think that OnlyFans is structured in such a way where it's really the creators that make the platform what it is.
Hi, babe. Thanks for subscribing to my OnlyFans. Make sure you hit the rebuild button on so that you can get free videos every month and get free goodies in your inbox, too. Thanks so much.
She grabs her breasts and blows a kiss.
But if Courtney Clenny is convicted of murder, what will her demise mean to the future reputation of OnlyFans?
State fears she'll flee U.S. if she gets bond.
The platform has never made an official statement about the case and seems content to distance itself from the whole sordid spectacle. But given that OnlyFans is fast approaching 190 million subscribers worldwide, and thousands upon thousands of new users are joining every day, it is clear that the platform is well positioned to weather any additional negative press Courtney Clenny's case might generate.
Afterwards, I think OnlyFans, because of this crime and because of the media attention, I think it actually gained in popularity. Some of us who didn't know that much about OnlyFans are now looking into it. All press is good press.
In short clips, Kazumi makes out with a white man. Sarah poses in an orange sting bikini. Sage the Flame kisses a black man. More models pose semi-nude. Mugshots appear for a white man and woman. Text. On January 30, 2024, Courtney's parents, Kim and Deborah Clenny, were arrested for accessing Christian's laptop after his death. They have both posted bond and are adamant that the charges against them are frivolous and without merit. As of February 2024, Courtney Clenny's trial date has not been set. It is slated to begin sometime in 2024 in Miami-Dade Criminal Court. If convicted, Courtney could face a maximum sentence of life in prison. Courtney maintains that she acted in self-defense. She is innocent until proven guilty at trial. OnlyFans global subscribers, 187,900,000 and growing. Credits: Executive Producer, Robert Twilley. Executive Producer, Todd Moss. Co-Executive Producers, Victoria Drew Dooley, Alyssa Maddox. Field Producer, Jim Hanyacek. Pre-Production Producer, Isaiah Silva. Post-Producer, Margot Moores-Tavier. Lead Editor, Lindsay Kralovetz. Writer, Savannah Lucas. Narrator, Samia Mounts. Copyright 2024 by Fox Media LLC. Logos: Fox Alternative Entertainment, Streetcar Entertainment.